Hello, my friend, and welcome back to another episode of the More Than Social podcast. I am seriously just like mind boggled with the interview that I just had with Jacqueline. Guys, if you're listening and you're a male, this is going to teach you a lot about female entrepreneurs. Female entrepreneurs, this one truly is for you. It's all about how you can really leverage your cycle to get more things done within your business, avoid burnout, really have a true understanding of what's going on with yourself and all the things that we go through from a hormonal side of things. I'm not even explaining it in the way that I probably should right now, but truthfully, I am just so dang excited for you to hear this. This is actually wild. Even throughout the whole episode, I'm just like, wow, this is wild. So mind boggled. I'm going to leave it right there. But this individual, even how she's positioned herself, it's incredible. And I wish I asked that question actually while she was on, how that has really impacted her business. But I'll just have her on again to really talk about the marketing side of things. But guys, you are going to love this. I really hope that this is something that you implement. This is something that I'm definitely going to be looking into more as a female entrepreneur. I'm going to stop rambling now. Let me just get right into it with Jacqueline because it is so dang good. You are going to love it. Let's dive in. Hey, it's Lisa Ann here. Thanks for joining me on another episode of the More Than Social podcast. I'm a digital marketing expert, self-development junkie, and your go-to for all things marketing, ads, and automation. I'm so excited that you popped by to hang out with me today. So let's dive right into the topic. Hey, Jacqueline, welcome to the More Than Social podcast.
Thank you for having me, Lisa. I'm really excited to chat with your audience today.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I honestly just want to dive right in because we were talking offline. I said I love your positioning. So can we dive right into it? Well, tell us your story, how you got into what you do, and then tell me the whole story of how you positioned yourself the way that you do. I'm not saying what you actually positioned yourself for a reason. I'll let you do that. But it's really, really interesting, guys. You're going to love this.
Okay. Well, my name is Jacqueline, aka the Menstrual Mogul, and I am a cycle sync coach for female entrepreneurs. And if you had told me that this would be my positioning or my niche a few years ago, I would laugh in your face because this was a topic and something that quite literally fell into my lap. So as far as my professional background, I had a successful business in network marketing many years ago. Probably like starting 11 years ago. And I was in that for a few years in my mid-20s. And as all of us in our mid-20s, we have a certain amount of motivation, gusto, and just energy that doesn't always last into our 30s. I'm 34 now. So I started that business with a lot of motivation to get out of the 9-to-5 workplace and to leave the desk job and really have freedom in my own life. And I achieved that really, you know, not quickly, but I achieved it in a sustainable, happy, healthy way until it wasn't happy and healthy anymore. So essentially, I had everything on paper. I had the big team of other coaches within my network. I had the free trips. I had the multiple six figures that I had eventually made throughout a few years of working it. And I was following a procedure that was kind of established by corporate of like how I should be showing up the every day and how I should be posting online and creating social media content and what I had to do to duplicate the success of the other people within the network that I was in. And looking back, like it worked for a while, but I think it was really not such great messaging, especially for women who are in their menstruating years. The concept of having to show up the same way every day, as you're about to learn in this podcast episode, is doing a huge detriment to us as women because we don't have the same amount of energy, creativity, or communication every single day. So I saw success within this business and really had a lot of learning moments. I built a great community. I love the idea of entrepreneurship, but eventually I was running and operating in a way that was causing me to burn out. And this was a combination between not taking care of my health from a hormonal standpoint, meaning I was intermittent fasting, I was drinking caffeine on an empty stomach all the time, I was doing really intense workouts all throughout the month, and that was depleting my energy a bit. And then on top of that, I was, again, running my business, showing up the same way every day and expecting myself to show up the same way every day because that's just what I was taught to do. And a few years ago, 7 years ago, I am originally from Pennsylvania here in the States, and I met my husband, and he lived in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which, if you don't know, it's in the middle of the woods, essentially, where all the national parks are in Wyoming. And I went from girl boss and like hustling to what I call a girl moss. Like, I just went to Wyoming and pretty much left my whole life in Pennsylvania and burnt out. I, for a while, really tried to make what I was doing in my business up until then work in Wyoming, and it just wouldn't work. If you've ever seen the movie Mean Girls, I always think about how they're like, stop trying to make fetch work. It doesn't work. And that's exactly how I felt around this show up the same way every day approach to my business. And so I kind of burnt out and just walked away from it all. I tried to make it work for a few years, but I really just had to give it up and realize that something wasn't working. There was an energetic disconnect, and I needed to just do something else for a while. So I took up nannying to kind of hold up my income. And then during the pandemic, I actually came across some information about hormonal health. I was dealing with my own issues with my period. Growing up, I had the worst periods. I would have like debilitating cramps, really heavy periods. I would have multiple mental breakdowns during like that PMS window and burn bridges within my business, within people that I knew, within relationships. It was a hot mess. So I wanted to gain more information around that and really get off of birth control. And so I just went into a deep dive around hormonal health, which once I go into deep dive, I'm like, I'm still in the cycle syncing deep dive. I have not gotten out of it. That's how interesting it is to me. But I came across the theory and the idea, which is backed up by traditional Chinese medicine, which is cycle syncing, which means aligning actions, whether it's with your health or your fitness or your food, or now what I do is your work, aligning it with your cycle and the four different phases that we kind of go through throughout our cycle. Now, I had never even known that we go through four phases. We weren't taught this stuff in school. It wasn't talked about in a doctor's office at all either. And so I started with the food and fitness portion and syncing it and got rid of my painful periods and PMS. And then I thought to myself, you know, if I had this information during my first business, I would have been unstoppable and created a really great foundation that was sustainable for a long time. And so that's where the Menstrual Mogul was born, because I think there's such a missing component for female entrepreneurs in their menstruating year. So that's how we got here. Goodness.
I have so much to say right now. It's wild. Okay. I'm actually just going to break this down based on my thought process. First question for you. What does freedom actually mean to you? Because you said that you got the freedom and then it kind of faded for you. So what was that freedom that you were working towards? And what does freedom even mean to you now?
Yeah. Oh, that's such a good question. So freedom back then was like just not having a boss tell me what to do. I had worked for a corporate agency, then even tried to work for my dad, where I did have like a lot of freedom within that business. But I just wanted to work around the topics that like made me feel good. So at that time, it was my network marketing business. And then I felt like I didn't have freedom anymore because I was being told that success only looked a certain way, if that makes sense, and that it couldn't look like working more intentionally versus harder. And it was just in the heyday of the girl boss era. So we were all running our businesses with what I call like a sock in your pants, like as if we were dudes and could show up the same way every day. And what freedom means to me now is just getting to really challenge every narrative that has kind of been put on us as females and as female entrepreneurs, like the concept of calendars and certain dates and like for instance, like the New Year's resolution and like that date and what our work week gets to look like and what our calendar gets to look like as female entrepreneurs, just like really challenging the status quo and creating something that is customized to you as the unique woman who's running her business.
I love that. I love it. Great answers, by the way. Network marketing, I think that is such a stepping stone for so many entrepreneurs. Like, you learn so much. And so if anyone's listening, you're in network marketing right now, like, it is a great, great foundation to start. Like, I started even in network marketing, then went to affiliate marketing, then started my agency. So like, you always have those pieces of the puzzle, but really, really, I'm going to say proud of you for actually stepping away from it. Cause I know it's so much easier said than done, especially when you're at the level that you were at. So like, when you walked away, obviously you have this whole rebuild stage, especially you just moved to a completely new place for you. So like, was that freeing for you? Was that scary for you? Like, how are you actually feeling in that moment?
Oh, it was scary in the sense that I felt like I was letting my team or like people down, because I had been, my sister and I kind of co-ran a team of coaches. And so I felt like I was letting them down in some way, shape, or form. But I just felt, now looking back, I'm like, I wasn't showing up as my best. I was just not in it. And that's not serving my team or my company or anyone either, and especially not myself. So it was scary in that sense. But then, you know, I had a lot of really inspiring individuals who were cut from the same cloth, meaning, like you just explained, like they came from network marketing too, and they were now doing this other thing, their own thing. And I was like, yeah, let's figure it out. So I agree, network marketing is so great. And it's just, it depends with where you're at and what you want to do. That just was not what I wanted to do anymore. So there's no shade towards network marketing. It was a very fun time in my life. But I think, you know, I actually, in between becoming a cycle sync coach, I also like did a virtual assistant business. So like there's stuff, like you said, stepping stones. And I feel like it was a great transition for me. And I just love the uniqueness that all of us as female entrepreneurs go through to get to where we are now.
And it's like, I definitely can relate to the whole, you don't want to let other people down. And I don't know if that's a whole, just a female thing or if males experience that, but it's like, me personally, I've had to work on putting myself first for once, which is, again, so much easier said than done. So going into the cycle, so you said that there's four different cycles that we actually go through. I have zero knowledge on this. So teach me, what are these four cycles? What do they mean? What do we do? Like all the things.
Love it. I love giving this breakdown to someone that has never heard it. So please give me your true reaction afterwards. So it's actually four phases that we go through. We have one cycle that resets every month, right? Around like 28 to 32-ish days, depending on what your unique cycle is like. But then we have four phases that are kind of happening within your cycle. And depending on who you're learning from, sometimes people from a biological standpoint are breaking it down into like two or three phases. But when it comes to habits such as eating, workouts, and work, I think it just makes sense for it to be broken down into four different phases. And I'm going to make it super simple and memorable for you to remember, because we're going to align each phase with a season of the year. And this is, again, like I mentioned, we credit traditional Chinese medicine for this. And they just, you know, Eastern medicine has like so much stuff that just makes sense to me. And like, this is one of the main things. So let's start with the phase of our cycle we all know when we're in it, which is the menstrual phase, which is the week of our period, which can be around 3 to 7 days. Now, depending if you're on birth control, if you're on the pill, you are most likely not getting a period, even though you have part of that pill pack where you're bleeding. That's really just a withdrawal bleed. That was like a mind-blowing fact to me. I was like, wait, I've been on the pill forever and I'm not even getting a period. But basically, if you're on the pill, you're kind of going through a phaseless limbo. And then with IUDs, it's tricky. You have to like, depends which one you're on and all this fun stuff. But if you are, you know, when you're on the week of your period, and so it's around 3 to 7 days, and I want you to think about this phase as being the winter phase of your cycle. So we just kind of exited the season of winter. We're now officially in spring for most of us. But winter, I want you to envision this as a time where you're turning inward a lot. So you are really trying to like think about the end of the year where you're thinking about what you want to leave behind in that past year and what you want to bring into the new year. Like there's that trend on Instagram of like what's staying in 2023 and what's coming in 2024. You can embody those type of reflections and journal prompts every month the week of your period. And so this is a time where, yeah, you definitely want to get reflective and analytical, and your brain is able to really tap into what it is that you truly want the week of your period if your hormones and your cycle is working as it's meant to. I would say if you deal with really painful periods, take this description with a grain of salt, because it might take you a few days to feel this clarity because there's something else going on there. But so once that hormonal veil has lifted, though, your hormones are actually at their lowest the week of your period. Contrary to what society wants you to believe, that you're a hormonal wreck and a feeble female the week of your period, it's actually a really powerful time where, like, I give my clients period prompts. Like, we get clarity around our offers, around our pricing, around our clients, around how we want to show up on social media. So much can really take place during the week of our period in a powerful way if we reframe the way we think about it. So that is the vibes that we're dealing with during the winter phase of our cycle, the week of our period. And then after winter comes spring. So we just had the spring equinox, and this is the follicular phase of your cycle, which is around 7 to 10 days. And so energetically, I'm sure we're all feeling this, like, in real life. Like, we feel like, oh my gosh, the sun's finally out. We can go outside without a jacket on. And you just have this sense of energy increasing. And this is due to your estrogen increasing a little bit during the follicular phase. And it's a time where you want to start planning out and taking action on the goals, whether that's in your health and fitness or your work, whatever department of your life you want to focus that on. But we love to plan and really just, like, create a game plan during this phase of our cycle. The only caveat is, I remember I used to, like, whip out my passion planner and plan out, like, 10 habits I'm going to, like, start doing. Like, this is where women join the 75 hard, which I think, spoiler, I think that's the worst thing you can do for your menstruating years. But it's like where you join all the things, but then you're not compensating for these other phases that I'm about to get into. So just be wary of how you're planning things out during the follicular phase of your cycle so that you make sure you're compensating for the downshifted lower energy phases that I'll describe to you. So this is, yeah, the springtime where we just want to take action. We want to start, like, getting creative. This is where creative juices are really flowing within your cycle. And for me, like, I'm always writing or, like, batching content during the follicular phase. And then after spring comes summer, which is your ovulatory phase of your cycle, which is around 3 to 5 days. This is your hot girl summer phase. So think about how it's kind of like summer. Summer is a short window, and we don't want to do anything that doesn't feel fun, like, you know, that we're not networking or being social or, like, going on vacation or, like, meeting up with friends or playing outside because it's, like, amazing weather. We want to do anything but, like, sit behind a desk and, like, be told to sit still, right? But this is also a time within the phase of your ovulatory phase. This is a time where we have an increased amount of confidence due to an uptick in testosterone. We get, like, a little boost of testosterone. So we feel really, like, ballsy around whatever it is we want to say or communicate, whether that's in your personal life or on social media. And then also the part of our brain, the frontal cortex, that's in charge of self-control is really flimsy during this phase of your cycle, meaning your inhibition are kind of all over the place. I always joke that, like, who you hook up with in the ovulatory phase, make sure you reflect on who they are and if you really like them during the menstrual phase, because you might feel different.
Be careful of your hot girl summer is what you're saying.
Yes. We all know what can happen during hot girl summer if we let it, right? So you definitely gotta, yeah. But it's something to fun and, like, biohack with, like, your business. Like, I love getting delusional and, like, just being crazy during my ovulatory phase and having that energy, like, because primally we're trying to attract a mate during the ovulatory phase. Our body's natural primal thing is to do that. But that doesn't mean we can't also attract ideal clients or opportunities or networking. You know, that's a time where you're feeling magnetic and attractive and really inclined to communicate what your mission is to the right people. So definitely play up those superpowers during the ovulatory phase.
Interesting.
And then Yeah. And then lastly, we have the luteal phase, which is 10 to 14 days before your period starts again. And so this is a multifaceted phase kind of, because the first, this is the fall phase. So if you think about going loco during our hot girl summer, and then you kind of have those back to school vibes that are reeling you in. You're like, okay, got to get back into my routine, got to like do some things before the end of the year. And that's kind of like, okay, we got to do things before a period starts again. That's like a natural feeling that we're having. And so the luteal phase, the first half, you probably have a decent amount of energy because of the ovulatory phase overflow. All of these phases blend in together. And then also, depending on what season we're in the calendar year, can also affect our energy. But you will probably feel decent the first week. But I really want, especially entrepreneurs, to pay attention to the week before your period. Because first of all, there's certain health habits that need to be in play for the luteal phase to support you from having a mental breakdown during this phase of your cycle. We're already predisposed to higher amounts of stress hormone cortisol during our luteal phase of our cycle. So there's certain things that pour gasoline on our cortisol fire, what I call it. So that could be drinking caffeine on an empty stomach, not eating enough because we need more calories during this phase of our cycle too, having too many things on our calendar, or like ending a launch during the luteal phase. All of these things are going to add to your cortisol fire, and that's where the burn the business to the ground phrases and mental breakdowns happen. But this isn't to say that the luteal phase is useless or helpless or anything like that. There's a lot of fun things that can happen here. This is a time of your cycle where you may feel like behind the scenes you are getting stuff done. So there's a lot of detail-oriented things that we pick up on during our luteal phase. Like, for instance, a woman who is pregnant, she's kind of in a 9-month luteal phase. So you know how pregnant women are nesting and getting ready for baby and like just making sure everything's in order? I bet you if you think about the last time you organized that junk drawer or your office or whatever, your car, for me, it's always my car. Like, I don't organize it except this phase. It's because the details are like so in our face and we're hyper-focused on them and we're like, we can't ignore this anymore. This is now priority. Where during your higher energy phases, you're too busy creating and communicating and doing all that fun stuff. So there's still so much to get done during the luteal phase. It just doesn't look as forward facing and your energy is going to dip. So you have to compensate for that. And then we head back into winter with our menstrual phase, and that's the four phases.
That is wild. Like, wild. Yeah. Like, I'm looking at my calendar that's behind my camera. I'm like, I wish I was writing all this down. So I'm going to have to re-listen to this and write it all down to plan. I'm such a type A person. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, so this week I got to do this. This week I got to do this. This week I got to do this. So
yes.
Can we break it down that way for myself even? If we're looking at it from, we'll stick to the seasons. So from a work perspective, even the goal setting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Spring, we're going to be goal setting. Essentially, mm-hmm. figuring out what we want to do. I'm just wrapping my head around what you said. Then we go into – no, sorry. We started with winter. Winter was the clarity.
Like reflections, and you can definitely start setting goals based on those reflections. Yeah. Especially if you have good periods. Like, that's kind of a caveat in that.
Okay. So winter, you're reflecting, figuring out what you want to stay, what you want to go. Spring is when you're coming up with the action plan to actually go and do it. Summer, you're doing your thing, having fun. You're attracting the right people. And then fall, get your shit together and let's actually get stuff done. Does that summarize it pretty good?
I would say so. But also in spring slash the follicular phase, like, you can start taking action too. It's not like you're going to be – it's 7 to 10 days, so it's not like you can plan for forever. So you can start taking action right there. But yes, essentially that's how it flows.
Okay. So then if you're talking about launches, and you mentioned this as one of the examples, which I thought was really cool. If you're launching in – you're launching a product in – winter, you're not going to have the same vibe as if you were to launch it in your summer phase.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to plug myself here. I'm actually creating like a launch mini mine because of this, because I have a whole process, because essentially, there is such a synchronistic way that you can launch, but it takes some prep work and it takes some customization because every female entrepreneur's launch process slash like intentions and business are different. So I hate to like blanket statement anything, but yes, you are correct. Like obviously ending a launch during the first day of your period is going to hit different than if you were in your ovulatory phase for sure.
Interesting. Okay. And then even from having your calendar fully booked.
Yeah.
If someone has their calendar open all the time for meetings throughout the entire month, mm-hmm. is that typically when you're starting to experience burnout because you're working on during the winter season yes. where you're not really feeling things?
Absolutely. Female entrepreneurs freak out when I show them my calendar and that I have 2 weeks of no calls. Like essentially, I only have a few weeks of calls during the higher energy phases of my cycle, and then I cut it off. Like you are talking to me right now as I'm approaching my ovulatory phase, and that is intentional. If you had brought up a date during my late luteal or early menstrual phase, I would have asked if we could like push it back. And I'm pretty steadfast in those boundaries because I'm sure women listening, they have looked at their calendar and they just don't know it, but they were probably in their late luteal phase, early menstrual phase, and they're like, shit, I don't want to do any of this today. And who wants mm-hmm. to show up to an interview or serving their clients with that amount of energy? Why don't we get more intentional? So it's not only benefiting us, but I don't know about you, when I'm investing thousands into someone, they better be showing up with good energy. Like I expect that. And I expect that of myself. So I really hope female entrepreneurs take this information that seriously, because it's not only going to enhance your experience in life, but it's going to enhance your client's experience too.
So can we just say, sorry, guys, I'm on my period. I can't talk to you this week.
Literally, let's like make that not taboo, right? And it's becoming less taboo for sure. And this is where, you know, I call my business the House of Menstrual Mogul. And we have three pillars. We have health, we have the mindset, and we have the business strategy. And we always start with the health because guess what? If your periods suck, if your PMS is debilitating and you're a ball of emotions, like we have to focus on the health habits that are going to regulate your cycle and your period and make you not have to cancel calls. God forbid you did have a call the week of your period, right? And then we have to work on the mind Fs that happen when you actually like take things off your plate or reorganize them to sync with your cycle. And then once we can, you know, master that a little bit, the business strategy stuff is going to feel really fun to play with. And that's what I love to help entrepreneurs with.
Fun. And then when you're in the fall season, I know I'm jumping from season to season, and thank you for simplifying it this easy. That's how I'm remembering it. So if I'm in the fall season and I'm working on a bunch of projects, let's say, if I'm doing ads and funnels and emails and everything, is that the time where I'm like, hey, heads down, getting to work, not having calls because I'm actually doing the work now?
Yes. Yeah. Like I'm sure we've heard of the concept of like CEO days, and I love a CEO day each and every week, but I also love the idea that like for instance, I'm launching this new offer and during my last luteal phase, like I did nothing but like website sales page, mapping out the emails, like even though that's planning, which could fit into spring, I definitely can like no problem do that because of the systems I have in place during the fall phase. And so, yeah, it's where you're like getting all these behind the scenes systems, like especially I can imagine with funnels and stuff like that. Like that is so technical and detail oriented and just like work that you kind of love to do naturally during that phase of your cycle. So that would be, really optimal, I'm sure.
Oh my goodness. I got to change up my whole calendar. So if any of my clients are listening to this and you start to see I'm not available, you're like, oh, I know why. This is wild. This is actually really cool. Okay. So you've obviously implemented this into your life and your business. What has been the biggest takeaway for you after implementing this? And how long does it take to really like truly experience everything, like the shifts?
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because each client I've worked with and then like even myself is different. Like there is always this wobbly 1 or 2 month era as we're like figuring things out as you're getting to know your cycle, because we have boxed up our cycle and stored it in the back of a closet since the beginning of time, and we're really not taught to take that box out unless we want to get pregnant, right?
Literally. So I was just going to say that. I was like, the only reason I ever knew anything about my cycle was pregnancy.
Yeah.
It's like, before that, no idea.
Which is, it's so wild that this wasn't taught in this simple manner. Like, how simple would that be to have learned about seasons in school around your cycle rather than, you know, they try to throw out these technical terms and it just goes right over your head. So,
well, and it's like they make you feel not guilt or like weird about it. Like, it's such an intimate thing that people don't necessarily talk about all the time, which is like also a whole other topic.
Yes. Yeah. And like that our parents didn't learn it. So it wasn't being talked about at home either. Yeah. Definitely different. Like a whole episode could be done on that and like the messed up stuff that came from that. But you know what? It's up to us to start this like new era in, again, making this less taboo, more talked about, and easy to remember. I'm sure I sent you my intro, and like, it's like, I never want people to feel like they're in a school setting or a doctor's office, because guess what? We're not learning this stuff there, and it hasn't been like retained easily. So we definitely have to learn it some other way. But back to your question, I definitely feel like there is this wobbly era of like a few months that it takes to like gain the knowledge, start implementing. And like, I'm always telling my clients, consult your cycles calendar as much as you're consulting your Google calendar. So if women are listening and they haven't started tracking, like tracking your period is not enough. You have to begin tracking the other phases of your cycle and knowing when you're in that. Because as you've heard, there's a lot of fun stuff to be had. So I love the Stardust app if anyone is listening and needs an app recommendation, because it gives you a projection of when you're in each of the four phases. Not all apps tell you the four phases. Like I said, sometimes it's broken down into different ones because from a biological standpoint, that's the way it's broken down into. But from a Stardust standpoint. Yeah, Stardust.
Stardust.
App.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Do you have an affiliate for them?
No, I don't. I just really love them. They're free and like they're funny. They actually are like, you should avoid people this week. Like they give you a reminder. So, you know what? I'm just happy to promote them because it's simple and easy. And the cool thing about cycle syncing is you can get like as technical or as non-technical as you want to. And most of my clients and I were like non-technical. Unless you were trying to get pregnant, I wouldn't, recommend becoming that technical. But you're going to become familiar and start to notice these tendencies once you start consulting this calendar around your cycle in the four phases and being like, oh, this is why I'm feeling this way. Oh, this is why I'm freaking starving. Oh, this is why I'm more stressed than usual. Oh, this is why I'm glowing and like want to have sex with my partner all the time. Like it's all going to make more sense. And you'll realize that, yeah, you're not supposed to show up the same way every day. You go through four freaking phases in a month. So it's really fascinating. And I'm sorry, I forget the last part of your question that you asked me.
What did you experience once you actually implemented this? So let's say 90 days later, whatever a typical stage is.
I would say just a lot more stress. And I think the biggest thing, especially if you're an online entrepreneur, is the comparison goes way down. Because now that you know the four phases, if I'm in my luteal phase and I'm scrolling Instagram and see someone killing it in their ovulatory phase, instead of thinking I hate myself and I'm not doing enough, I'm like, girl, get it. I'll be there in 2 weeks. Like, see you then. Not today. And also I have a lot of boundaries in place around like those lower energy phases so that I'm not comparing myself. So it just gives you a lot of compassion for yourself, compassion for others. And so I think that would be the biggest takeaway. And just, I think also the mental freedom that comes with it, because instead of having decision fatigue around what should I be doing in my business today or what should I be focusing on, you can use your cycle as a compass to point you in the right direction based on what superpowers you embody during that time. It's like, oh, okay, like I have all this energy. What do I do during my follicular phase with this? It's like, okay, let's plan out the next launch and, you know, get all that figured out, or like the next set of content that I need and whatnot. So it really is just like this weight off your shoulder, both mentally, physically, everything.
Amazing. This is so cool. Wild. Like, I'm like mind blown right now. You asked for my honest opinion after you went through it. I'm like, literally, this is so cool. I love it. Where can people find you? So like social media, tell us all the things. And then also you mentioned you're about to launch the launch. Yes, plan. Yeah. I don't know what you called it.
Yeah. So I have, if you love this information, I have the Menstrual Mogul podcast, which is kind of based on those three pillars I was talking about. We talk a little about health, mindset, and business strategy are like the broad topics we're talking about there. And then obviously find me on Instagram at Menstrual Mogul. I really love having conversations with women before pairing them with an offer because we are so unique in our health status, our business status, and all that stuff. But yes, I am on May 6th starts my Sync Your Launch Mini Mind, which is giving you a behind the scenes look of how to sync your unique launch with your cycle and the whole process that can go into it and go behind it. And so it's going to be really, really exciting.
Amazing. Can you send me that info if you didn't put that in your bio stuff? Then yes, one, I can link it for the listeners, but also I'm being selfish right now and personally want to know more. Honestly, this has been so dang cool. Thank you so much for sharing and really simplifying it. I need to go back and listen to this and draw out my calendar and figure all this out. So I really, really appreciate you being as detailed as you are, especially our community here. We're very much action takers. So I appreciate that. I do have one more question for you. And I always end any interview off with this. If you could give one piece of advice to a fellow entrepreneur, it doesn't have to be about hormones or anything like that. Mm-hmm. What would that one piece of advice be?
I think a theme that's been coming up for me and that like I wish more people knew lately is that like you don't have to work harder. You just have to work more intentionally, and that is more than enough, that more action, more this, more that, more time online, more sacrifices doesn't always equal more money or more success or more happiness. And yes, obviously I teach through way of your cycle to do less and be more intentional. But I think just knowing that, I know this is morbid, but like on your deathbed or like at your funeral, people aren't going to talk about how committed you were to Instagram or this or that. Like they're going to talk about you as a person, the impact you led. So like if you just lead with those things that in the long run, what's going to really matter, I think that's going to be the most fulfilling for you as an entrepreneur for sure.
I love that. And like you don't have to live in that girl boss hustle mode 24/7. And like that could mean so many different things to everyone. But it essentially from what we see online, it's like, go, 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 hustle, hustle, hustle harder. So I love that answer. So thank you so much. Thank you for all of this. I am very, very inspired and need to re-listen before this even launches to the community. I'm going to be re-listening to all of this. Appreciate you so, so much. And guys, definitely go check out Jacqueline on Instagram. Reach out to her if you have any questions. Thank you again, Jacqueline. I really appreciate you.
Of course. My pleasure.
Thank you so much for hanging out with me on this episode. I am so grateful that you show up each and every week. I hope these tips and tricks have brought you some new ideas and new inspiration for your business. If you love this conversation, let me hear it. Leave us a rating and review on the More Than Social podcast and be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Share it with someone who you know needs this message and together, let's make an impact and let's make a business that we love. I'll see you next week. Thank you.